Yeah, the ice cream's so good, babe. Seriously, some of the best ice cream I've ever had. I mean, who would have thought vanilla would taste this good? You know, I'm not usually a vanilla fan. I like chocolate, but, well, I followed your recommendation, and I'm glad I did. Yeah, you have great taste in everything. I know it. You don't need to remind me. You just don't have any flaws, do you? No. Your friends are so cool. Seriously, they were so welcoming and so sweet. And, meeting the people that you grew up with is amazing. It makes me feel closer to you. Yeah, I needed this trip. You know, coming back to your hometown, meeting your family, your friends. It's so nice. And now I get to try your childhood favorite ice cream spot. Safe to say, I'm satisfied. And when I go back home, we can just stay here. Yeah, your parents would love it. You'll be closer to them. That way I won't keep you away for long. I know you had your reasons for moving, and I'm glad you did, because that's how we met. You know, could you imagine if you didn't move and you stayed here your whole life? You would have never met me. Your most amazing girlfriend. Do you think your friends liked me? Yeah? That makes me so happy. I didn't want to try too hard or come off as if I'm trying to please them, you know? But it's hard because I really wanted them to like me, and I'm glad that they did. You're not just saying that to make me happy. You mean it? Babe, there's ice cream on your lips. Here, let me wipe it for you. You're so cute. Even when you have ice cream all over your face. I have to say, this shop is so cute too. I just wasn't expecting there to be so many people here. Oh my gosh. Who would have thought this many people like ice cream? Yeah, those kids are adorable. They're having the time of their life. Were you like that as a kid? Coming here with your friends, eating ice cream after school? That's so cute. I would have loved to see that. I bet you were the cutest kid. I mean, if you're this cute now, I can only imagine how cute you were back then. Yes, I loved seeing your baby pictures. Oh my gosh. Your mom has so many. Seriously, she loves you. They were the cutest thing ever. You were so spoiled, weren't you? You don't think so? It's not a bad thing. I don't mean it in like a bad, spoiled, you know, rotten way. I mean it in like a genuine way. Like you're lucky. That's what I mean. Shut up. You get it. God. You're the worst. Sometimes. But I still love you. But I do have a question, baby. Yeah, do you see that girl over there? She's just been looking over here the entire time, like, she won't look away. I'm so tempted to go over there and ask her, what do you keep looking at, but I feel like that's rude. Well, yeah, it's rude for her to look as well, but like, do you know her? You're not saying anything. Who's that? What? What do you mean it doesn't matter? Well, now it definitely matters because you're being weird. Oh my gosh. What didn't you tell me? Yeah, you did mention an ex who wouldn't leave you alone. Wait, that's... That's her? That's your ex-girlfriend? Oh my god. No, I know that you don't care, but I do. I mean, why is she looking so much? Wouldn't I look if I saw my ex with another girl? Not really, I wouldn't care. I mean, yeah, I'd look at first because I'd be curious, but I wouldn't keep looking, you know? Like, her eyes are glued on us. It's so annoying. Even now, as I'm looking at her, she's still looking. I just think that's so rude. And I cannot believe that you didn't tell me that's your ex. We've been sitting here for like an hour, and she's been there for that long, and you never mentioned it. You didn't notice her? Really? You didn't want to ruin the mood? No, I get it. I mean, I wasn't really interested in seeing your ex at all. But the fact that she was obsessed with you for a while and wouldn't leave you alone is, well, not nice. It makes me feel uneasy. Well, if I was in her shoes, I'd do the same thing. Because I can't even imagine losing you. You're just so amazing, I'd regret it for the rest of my life. But I just think it's a little rude for her to be looking now. That much, you know? When did you two date? Right. So she was your last ex before me. No, I know that. Trust me, I'm not doubting you. Not at all. It's just a little annoying seeing the person that you were with before me. You know, someone who you were close to. Well, obviously she's not me. She would never be. You definitely upgraded, that's for sure. What am I doing? Nothing. I'm just running my hand up your shoulder. Totally not to show her. No. I'm always touching you. What do you mean? What's the problem with that? Maybe I want to show off what's mine. Oh, come on. Do you remember that time when you ran into my ex? The one ex. It's not like I have 10 of them. Yeah, but do you remember how bothered you were? It was kind of hot seeing you get that mad and possessive. You were like all over me. I kept telling you, you have nothing to worry about, but you were just so cute and jealous. Just like me now. What? I'm not jealous. Okay, well, maybe. I know I'm a bad liar. Obviously, I'm jealous. No, not of her. I just hate the fact that she keeps looking at you. You guys haven't seen each other in a very long time. I'm sure she's. Well, let's not talk about it anymore. Let's talk about our plans for tomorrow instead. What are we gonna do? Come on, it's gonna be our last day. We have to make the most of it. Yeah, it is quite boring here, I guess. We should have went to Bali. No, I loved meeting your parents. I'm excited to get dinner with them tomorrow. Took a while for your dad to warm up to me. Felt like you didn't like me at first. I know. I guess the fact that I made brownies made him happy. He's just like you. The weight of his heart is through his tummy, huh? Yeah, I'm glad he liked them. I worked really hard on them. Like, really hard. I was up for hours just working on brownies. You really need to pick up on my sarcasm, babe. Have you learned nothing? Oh no, my gosh. Any more ice cream and I might pass out. Seriously, they're amazing, but they're so sweet. Yeah, I'm gonna gain like 20 pounds just from this trip. Aren't you cute? No, I'm being dramatic. It's a lot of fun trying out new places and eating new food with you. Well, I guess it's new for me, but not for you. Well, you are meeting my parents next. Are you ready for that? They are so ready. All they ever talk about is you. They keep asking, when are you coming over? When are you coming over? When are we finally meeting? And I'm like, oh my gosh. They won't get off my back. But I'm excited for you to meet them. They're going to love you. My mom is sick of me talking about you. Okay, don't get a big head about it now. I'll take it back. Look at us meeting each other's parents. Things are getting serious, huh? Well, I know that you're it for me. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I'm so sure of that. I love you. And I... I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard to ignore her, but she keeps looking. How am I supposed to calm down when your ex is sitting right across from us, staring us down? Babe, you don't notice because you're not the one facing her. She's something else. Oh my gosh. You did block her on all socials, right? Good. Because she's so creepy. Like, what the heck? I am looking at you, baby. No, we don't have to leave. I mean, you like this place, and we're not done with our ice cream. Even though mine's melting, I'm just trying hard to ignore her, but I can't. Like, now that I know she's your ex, it's hard to focus on the conversation, you know? She's so weird. Like, I just want to go over there and smack her in the face. No, I've never smacked anyone in the face, but I'll do it. It looks so cute right now. I know there's a lot of people around, and you and I don't like to kiss or anything in public, but... What? No, I'm not. What do you mean you know what I'm trying to do? I'm not trying to do anything. What? Because I want to kiss my favorite person in the world? What do you mean? What about it? Okay, so what? Maybe I want to do it to make her jealous. Is there something wrong with that? She's still looking, baby. Look. You're mine, and I want the whole world to know that, especially your ex. You know that I don't like sharing, and I don't like when someone else looks at who's mine. You're mine. You. You taste so sweet. I got exactly what I wanted. She looks so mad right now. She finally looked away. That'll show her. I should have done that from the start. As soon as you told me that's your ex, I should have just pulled you in and kissed you right then and there. Shut up. You know, I'd kiss you any time of the day, baby. But this was just the perfect time, you know? It feels so nice. Not only because I want to piss her off, but because I want to show everybody that you're mine and I'm yours. It's like two birds in one stone kind of thing, you know? What smirk? Okay, maybe there's a smirk on my face. Can you blame me? I'm happy. The look on her face is priceless. I mean, she finally looked away from us. God. You're turning me into a horrible human. Do you know that? I've never felt this way for anybody. Yeah. I don't know. You just make me so happy, and I guess now that I finally got to visit the place you grew up in, I feel closer to you. Like, a lot closer than we were already, which is weird because I didn't think we could get closer, you know? And this kiss wasn't because I want to make your ex jealous, but because I actually want to kiss you. Man, you'd do the same thing if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you? Yeah, I do. You know, you never have anything to worry about with me. Yeah, I know that. They're in the past. As they should be. Because this is our present. We are the future. Doesn't matter who we were with in the past. You know, all that matters is that you're mine and I'm yours now. But the fact that I get to also make your ex jealous makes me really happy. Because it's her loss. She lost you, baby. She hurt you too, so now we get to hurt her back. You're welcome. No one gets to hurt my baby. Well, I mean, who's in a happy relationship now and who's sitting there over there sulking over their ex? Exactly. You're the one who won. Well, actually, I won. Yeah, I did. What? Am I in the mood for chili cheese fries? Babe, there's no way you can fit chili cheese fries in your stomach right now. You know a spot? Oh my gosh. I'm actually gonna explode. I guess, yeah, because we're leaving soon, whatever. Don't guilt me. God. Fine, I'll try it with you. Let's hold hands and walk out of here like Cinderella and Prince Charming.